Ever find yourself meticulously color-coding your calendar, blocking every 15 minutes of your day, only to feel more overwhelmed than before? You're not alone. The problem isn't your discipline or work ethic. It's that you're using a productivity system designed for someone else's brain. Think of it like wearing shoes two sizes too small. No matter how expensive or well-made they are, they'll never fit comfortably. Traditional time management treats everyone's brain like identical machines running the same software, when in reality, we're all running different operating systems entirely. The truth is, productivity isn't about managing time better. It's about understanding how your unique brain actually works. Some people thrive on detailed lists and structured schedules, while others feel suffocated by them. Some need quiet isolation to focus, while others generate their best ideas in bustling coffee shops surrounded by conversation. These aren't personality quirks to overcome, they're cognitive patterns to leverage. When you align your productivity approach with your natural thinking style rather than fighting against it, work transforms from an exhausting battle into a sustainable rhythm. The question isn't, how can I be more disciplined, but rather, what does my brain actually need to perform at its best? Your brain processes information in distinct patterns that shape how you work, communicate, and make decisions. There are four core productivity styles, each with unique strengths and blind spots. Prioritizers are analytical thinkers who cut through complexity to focus on what matters. They communicate in direct, fact-based language and decide by analyzing data, like scanning a 50-page report and pinpointing the three numbers that actually matter. Planners are architects of order who create detailed roadmaps and maintain meticulous systems. They communicate with precision, hate last-minute changes, and find satisfaction in checking off color-coded lists. They send meeting agendas days in advance. Arrangers are relationship builders who excel at teamwork and consider how decisions affect people. They communicate through stories, remember everyone's birthday, and naturally facilitate connection when teams struggle. Visualizers are big-picture thinkers who see connections others miss and thrive on variety. They communicate using metaphors and visual language, manage multiple projects simultaneously, and might draw diagrams during meetings. Most of us have a primary style with secondary tendencies that emerge under certain conditions, explaining why you work brilliantly in some situations but struggle in others. Your smartphone buzzes and your hand reaches for it before conscious thought. This isn't weakness. It's your brain's survival mechanism hijacking focus. Knowledge workers face interruptions every 3 minutes, requiring 23 minutes to fully refocus. These interruptions consume 28% of our workday and cost U.S. businesses $588 billion annually. Your brain operates with two attention types. Involuntary attention, our ancient alarm system, automatically responds to external stimuli. Your brain cannot distinguish between a text notification and a predator's roar. Both trigger urgent responses. Dopamine creates neurochemical addiction to information seeking, pulling us into endless checking loops. Voluntary attention, your ability to concentrate on chosen tasks, determines life and work quality. Yet intense emotions, physical discomfort, and psychological insecurity make us vulnerable to every ping promising connection. Strengthen voluntary attention by tracking patterns. During several 4-hour periods, note when focus wanders and what triggers distraction. Are you distractible before meals or focused after exercise? These patterns reveal your attention landscape. Optimize conditions, keep healthy snacks nearby, create stress-managing playlists, take short walks. Effective strategies vary by style. Prioritizers benefit from timers and decision elimination. Planners schedule demanding work during peak energy. Arrangers need interpersonal interactions between focused sessions. Visualizers thrive with variety over rigid schedules. Customize digital boundaries. Arrangers find email notifications irresistible, while prioritizers should check email only during low productivity windows. Build systems aligned with your brain by starting with genuinely inspiring goals, not dutiful obligations. True goals generate anticipatory energy, butterflies in your stomach, excited for the journey ahead. Use the READY framework across 4 life areas: professional, personal, health, and spiritual. Goals should be realistic, exciting, action-oriented, directive, and yours, not imported expectations. Prioritizers naturally focus on outcomes but need longer timeframes. Planners excel at detailed planning but must consider the why. Arrangers instinctively consider who's impacted but need specific outcomes. Visualizers excel at big-picture thinking but should ensure goals are measurable. Your calendar is an investment statement, a public declaration of what matters most. LinkedIn CEO Jeff Weiner deliberately schedules thinking time, a practice separating strategic leaders from perpetually busy managers. Different styles need different approaches. Prioritizers thrive blocking time in small increments. Planners benefit from larger blocks resembling project plans, while arrangers and visualizers thrive with visual tools like digital post-its, and visualizers work best with whiteboards or mind mapping tools. The average person spends 28% of their work week managing email, with business emails growing 13% annually, destroying productivity and creativity. Never start your day checking email. Begin with your highest value task. Use the email agility circle. Read messages fully, decide what each requires, act immediately on quick tasks or convert to tracked items, and clear your inbox. Effective emails answer 4 questions: who needs to respond versus be informed? Why is each person involved? What is the purpose? How should recipients respond? Make subject lines count. Action required, date, FYI, third paragraph client X mention, or EOM, end of message for brief notes. Tailor approaches to productivity styles. Prioritizers need automatic sorting and data. Planners benefit from scheduled checking and timelines. Arrangers should consider CC recipients carefully and prefer conversations. Visualizers thrive with color coding and big picture visuals. Understanding each style transforms collaboration. Prioritizers solve complex problems. Planners ensure on-time completion. Arrangers build relationships. Visualizers catalyze change. Effective collaboration leverages complementary strengths rather than fighting different work styles. Busyness has become our default setting, a badge we wear to prove our worth. But busyness is just noise. It gets in your way rather than moving you forward. The clients throughout this journey transformed their lives by working with their natural wiring, establishing boundaries, and developing workflows that reduced hours while improving performance. What drives your busyness? Psychological needs to feel important? Workplace expectations? Failed systems? One-size-fits-all productivity approaches never truly fit. If tools and systems have disappointed you, the problem isn't you. It's tools that don't match your productivity style. Imagine your ideal life. Set goals that are realistic, exciting, action-oriented, directive, and yours. Then align how you spend your time accordingly. Focus on real work that takes you closer to achieving your goals, not routine time fillers. You are in the driver's seat. Consider 3 variables when choosing tasks: time available, resources at hand, and current energy level. Turn off digital notifications. Take charge of your inbox, build retrieval systems, and revolutionize meetings by saying no when attendance isn't the highest use of your time. Success requires regular maintenance. Plan in layers: monthly for big picture goals, weekly for immediate projects, daily for laser-like focus. When you work from strengths and align work with your productivity style, managing days becomes easier. Now is your time to break free from busyness and pursue goals that make life richer. Work simply. Live fully.